us again to rightfully care for the widow and the orphan, the sojourner and the stranger, the poor and the hungry, the vulnerable and the oppressed. Open our mouths to speak.
A prayer vigil was held at noon today outside Governor Sean Parnell's Anchorage office. The vigil was organized by Anchorage Faith and Action Congregations Together, or AFACT. AFACT is a coalition of 15 different denominations from around the city. The vigil was in response to yesterday's announcement that Governor Parnell was vetoing the expansion of Denali Kid Care because of his concerns that money could be used for medically necessary abortions. Lisa Smith gave the prayer. She's a pastor at Central Lutheran Church. She says the prayer today was for the most vulnerable people in society.
And I think those are children without health care. We believe that both our Old and New Testament scriptures call us to care for the least, the lost, the lonely, the widow, the orphan, the stranger, and among those are children who don't have health care. It's not their fault. So we believe those are the more vulnerable members of our society, and so we were praying for them just in general and also in particular for health care.
Glenn Peterson is also a Central Lutheran pastor. He and his wife, Carol, say they understood that Parnell would not promote the expansion, but he would not oppose it.
I don't know what's going on with Parnell. I don't know him personally, but I worry that it's some kind of playing politics here. And that's it's children and their families that are being hurt.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking because we've been working on this for a long time. As the price of oil has gone up, the funding for Denali Kid Care has gone down. And the other sad thing is that, 65% of the funding is from the federal government. So the state is not putting in that much money. And to throw that away at the expense of the health of our children, they're our future. And it's important that we take care of our children.
Donna Graham is a registered nurse. She says she worked in the school district as a nurse for decades and saw firsthand the problems uninsured kids face. She says AFACT and its members are not involved in the politics now swirling around the issue of funding.
That's not us at all. We're listening to the families. We need to get the kids some insurance. The idea that they would stick this oar in at this late date to stop a bill that has been very overwhelmingly passed by both houses is very upsetting to me. They're really on the wrong track. This is not about abortion. We've never heard that from our families. We've never touched the issue. It's not our issue. Our issue is the kids.
Pastor Smith says they will stay focused and committed to the expansion for Denali Kid Care that would change the eligibility criteria from 175% of the poverty level to 200%, allowing more low-income families to sign up.